Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Toronto-based veteran jazz pianist Bernie Sineski. We talked to him in January 2022 about his upcoming CD called Don't Look Back by Cellar Live. Born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, he has been a very active member of the Canadian and international jazz scenes for over 50 years. He's been around cats like Chet Baker and Elvin Jones and continues to play and tour quite a bit. That is, when COVID slows down. Enjoy his story.
Okay, Bernie, hey, it's great to meet you. Thanks for taking a minute out for the show today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So the one thing I want to start off with is, you know, this is a very strange time on earth with COVID happening, and it's really affected the musicians community pretty detrimentally. I mean, it's affected us all, but it's been really bad. And I think the one saving grace is that there's been the opportunity to release new music to people, and you got a new album, Don't Look Back, coming out on January 14th. Talk to me a little bit about your feelings on this coming out right now at this particular time.
It's nice that it finally came out. It would be nicer if I would be able to be playing more at this time, you know, because, I have been playing off and on for the last year or so, but, you know, right now, of course, it's there's nothing going on. So it would be nice to do a nice release party and et cetera, et cetera. But it's a shame. And everyone is kind of depressed also about not playing and not feeling good and everything. So it's not the greatest time, of course. It helps to know that, you know, that this recording has come out and people are going to be able to listen to it, check it out. And I'm very happy with it. That gives me some pleasure.
Ultimately, what would you like the listener or those that download the album to get from this experience? What do you want them to get from this album?
To like it, of course. I have a lot of my own compositions on it. I don't think there's anything in particular. I just hope that people will enjoy it. I'm pretty happy with it. Not really knowing why it hasn't been released up till now, you know, because people have been asking me, but it would be nice if it had been released at some point. But anyway, I don't have any particular thoughts about other than just that people would enjoy it.
Yeah. So you're originally from Winnipeg. Talk to me a little bit about how you got the jazz bug. How did this journey into the jazz begin for you?
Well, I guess when I was a teenager, you know, I took classical lessons. I started with, you know, I guess I just got less interested in the classical when I heard jazz recordings, and there's some really great players in Winnipeg at that time. Guitar player Lenny Brohl and piano player Bob Erlinson, who was still around. He lives in Calgary now. He was the guy that I went to, and then I sort of got interested in jazz. Had a couple of lessons with him that sort of started me on the trip to the jazz scene. I guess the usual, you know, listening to recordings and everything. And I think there were some musicians that came to town occasionally that I checked out. Pretty normal, you know. Usually, that's how people start, I guess. There's nothing in particular. Just, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Who were some musicians that inspired you?
Oh, well, Bill Evans was one of my great influences. Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea.
What about your first live jazz show? What was that, and how did that feel to actually see, you know, jazz in the flesh? What was the first show?
One of the first things that sticks in my mind, when I was still pretty young, I went to a friend of mine and myself. We went from Winnipeg to Vancouver on a trip. He was a drummer, and he took his drums, and we actually took took a bus, a Greyhound bus, from Winnipeg to Vancouver, believe it or not. I met some musicians there, namely Don Thompson and Terry Clark. At one point, we went to Seattle to see Miles Davis, who was playing at a club there. And that was a great experience. It was the, you know, it wasn't Ron Carter. It was a local bass player in Seattle, but it was Herbie Hancock and Tony Williams. And that was a great experience. And, you know, to hear that live, that was one of my great experiences.
You know, you've been at it for over 50 years, and you've been around a lot of different musicians, from Chet Baker to Elvin Jones. What have you learned from those veterans and legends you've been around that you in turn have taught younger players that you get on the bandstand with?
Go for it. You know, don't be shy. Don't be laid back. Just go for it.
What do you like the best about being a musician? You know, you've been at it for a long time. You've kind of defined longevity in the jazz craft. What is it that inspires you every day to create music and enjoy being a professional musician?
It's just within me, you know what I mean? Just within me to play and create, and the whole feeling of playing, and it's like you're talking, and it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to be doing that, you know. And if I wasn't doing it, I'd be unhappy, put it that way. Like, it's like me speaking.
You know, hopefully things get better here in this world of ours and we can get back to live music. And my question is, when we do actually return to live music, what do you hope we all realize about the power of live music?
How important it is, because when it wasn't happening, you know, I'm sure people really, really realize that, and needy of it, and they're feeling that they're missing something really, really important.
So why do you love jazz?
I don't know. I mean, it's the you know, the language that I learned, and I feel like I'm speaking it, and from Bud Powell and the beginnings, you know, of this music, I just feel very comfortable doing that, and you can't describe it.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So I got one final question, and it's this. Everyone has a perception of you, or an idea of who they think you are. Your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. You have a perception of who you are. Who do you think you are?
You know, I'm still a person in this going through life, you know, as everyone does. I have this other part of me, I guess, that is the creative part, and the that sets me apart, I guess, from everyone else that isn't a musician. And I think all musicians sort of feel that way, and we're like a big family, you know, thousands of people think alike and feel alike, you know, when they're playing. And even people that are listening, they share this feeling, and it's like a huge community of, you know, world community that are very similar, and something like that. Maybe not exactly, but that's what I feel.
Bernie, hey, thank you for taking a minute out for me on jazz today. I appreciate you opening up about your life and music, and good luck as we move forward in 2022.
Thanks very much. Pleasure talking
Absolutely.
To you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest cats in Toronto, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Bernie for his time, music, and story. you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.